Islamic State snatches dozens off a truck in Libya. Urgency is mounting in Nepal. And recognizing human dignity goes a long way toward gospel work in Zambia. Get the details on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Islamic State's newest target in Libya?
88 Christians were kidnapped. They're coming from Eritrea, and they're escaping from a very difficult situation. They were transporting into and through Libya when they were kidnapped by the Islamic State.
That's Open Doors' David Curry explaining what happened a few days ago. The Islamic State's trying to gain control over Libya, and terrorism is one way to get what they want. The present concern stems from who IS targeted and why.
There was a truckload full of Eritreans who were probably migrant workers. When the truck was captured, the Islamic State sorted the folks in the truck by whether they were Muslim or Christian.
Earlier this year, IS kidnapped and killed 21 Egyptian and 28 Ethiopian Christians for their faith. There are two ways you can respond: do something or nothing. For the former, we've got several prayer and action points linked at our website. Pray that whatever happens, these Eritreans will experience God's peace in their hearts. Somalia's Al-Shabaab is working up a scare campaign in Kenya, dropping leaflets warning of attacks on Christian schools. International Christian Concern says in response, Kenya's beefing up security. Al-Shabaab has made it a point to target Christians, saying they want to exterminate them from the region. Terror threat has had a chilling effect on some outreach projects. However, Voice of the Martyrs Canada is building a prayer wall. Do your part. Find links at our website. This is Mission Network News. Well, over the past 5 years, more than 400 Christians in Iran have been arrested, detained, and sentenced for practicing their faith. But could this bad news story have a mix of good in it? Todd Nettleton, a Voice of the Martyrs.
The reason there is so much persecution is because the church is growing so rapidly. And the government, again, sees that as a direct threat. And so these arrests and these prison sentences are a part of what they see as the answer. But that does not stop the growth. In some cases, it seems like the church grows faster when there's persecution.
Nettleton tells us radical Islam and a poor economy are forcing Iranians to rethink their Muslim faith.
Many of the Muslims in Iran are very open to the gospel. They would love to have a Bible to read and to look at the life of Christ. So having Bibles is a key part of our work in Iran.
VOM is giving Bibles to Christians to use in outreach. You can pitch in and buy them some Bibles through a link at our website. There's a new sense of urgency in Nepal. Haggai Institute alum Vikrant Bhandari spoke with us right after ministering to earthquake survivors in the Himalayas.
The monsoon is just at the corner now, and once the rain starts to come in, people will suffer more. Thousands and thousands of people have lost their shelter, livelihood.
As a result, most of them are still sleeping in the open. Bhandari and another Haggai leader are distributing tents and other shelter supplies. And as they do, relationships form that will eventually lead to conversations about eternity.
The Lord spoke to me clearly that I must use my life to reach out to the people in the Himalayas. I must see that the communities in the Himalayas come to know Christ.
At missionnews.org, you can find out how Haggai training in October helped Bhandari respond immediately when the earthquakes devastated Nepal. With your help, Haggai can train more leaders to do the same. And a Global Aid Network partner recently came across Paul, a rug maker in Zambia. He transforms rags into things that he can sell to support himself. But to get to market and back, he crawled in the mud because his legs don't work. Gaines' partner helped him get a personal energy transportation cart, and that changed everything. Paul's world has opened up, and he's now learning about Christ. This is how your supporting Gain helps advance the gospel. More details at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to win one of 40 Bible sticks from Faith Comes by Hearing. Bible Stick is a portable digital audio player that plays on-demand, high-quality, dramatized recordings of the New Testament. Activate your name when you click on the Bible Stick link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.